Hi, and welcome everyone to CRM Rocks. Today's episode will be about CRM User Group. With me today, I have Tony Stein. He is Program Director of CRM UD since March 2012. Tony formerly worked at Great Plains Software, then Microsoft for 10 plus years, before working with SFDC at a small starter company in machine-to-machine segment from 2010 to 2012, then joined CRM UD in spring of 2012. In his time at Microsoft, he held various business development and partner development roles, all focused on dynamic CRMs since version 1. His wife Alexia and his three children, Hudson, Nora, and Hallie, all live in Fargo, North Dakota. Welcome, Tony Stein.
Thank you, Marcus. Very, very happy to be here with you.
Fargo, is that like the gate to the west?
Yes, or the gate to Southern Canada is what we like to say. I can't tell you how many times people pick up some of our accents here in North Dakota and might assume we're Canadian. And so I like to factor in that I'm part Canadian and part American too. So yeah, it's the gate to Canada is what I'd probably reference it as.
Yeah, you almost get two passports.
That's right, maybe.
Yeah. So what is CRM to you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. In the early days of CRM or customer relationship management, it kind of meant just that. And I think to traditional organizations, most people would have associated it to true kind of SFA marketing or service related entities or items in an organization. So it would kind of in a traditional sense mean customer relationship management. But I certainly think one of the things Microsoft Dynamics has done fairly well in the early years of Dynamics CRM, and I think you're going to see a resonation of this, it's going to come back, or a resurrection, I should say, of XRM, of anything, relationship management. And that certainly applies to even how we, as a small association of this user group, we use Dynamics CRM as more of an XRM platform to manage events and manage memberships. And so, you know, throughout the years, it's certainly evolved from customers to me. I think with the flexibility of the platform and those that have more development knowledge on the product, they'll certainly attest to the fact that people are extending and using Dynamics CRM well beyond things than just mere customer SFA marketing or service relationship management. It has more to do with anything that you can manage within your business processes or things to drive efficiencies for your organization. Dynamics CRM is a very flexible platform to do that for people. And so it really means to me, I always go back to the XRM concept in that it can do anything you might need or want to configure your organization to manage processes and manage relationships with different things.
What is a user group and why should I join one?
In my later years, Marcus, of working at Microsoft, and it was interesting even though Dynamics CRM was a newer product to the ecosystem of Microsoft in general or Microsoft Dynamics, there weren't any concepts of user groups really formally recognized by Microsoft. And you'll see that predominantly through different organizations, whether it's Salesforce or SAP and so forth. I mean, there are defined user groups. And what I've come to learn about user groups, and to me, it kind of points back to some of the natural instincts of human behavior of within any community of people, whether it's people using software or in a community that I grew up in, which is an agricultural-based community in a small town where farmers would congregate to elevators or local community halls or gatherings, and they would collaborate, they would connect, they would share, they would talk about the herbicides and pesticides used, they'd talk about the bushels, sometimes embellishing on their yields of their crops and certain things. But they inherently do things for the good of thy neighbor. And that's a kind of a communitarian aspect of things that I've seen growing up as a small town farm kid, raised in an agricultural society. And I think user groups exemplify that here in the technology space. I think within the community of thousands and thousands of people that either sell, they may use, or whatever they do with Microsoft Dynamics CRM, I find it encouraging to know that there's always a subset of those people. They're servants within others that say, I'm going to do more because I recognize that being proactive and contributing to something bigger than thyself, I can help someone else with how they're doing something. And it's a true sense of kind of serving one another to help the greater good. And I think that's why user groups have always been successful in any industry or community that they've existed among time. And in the technology space, we're still seeing some great communitarian kind of behavior of people that say, I want to help one another. And by me paying it forward to help someone else learn more about this product, I in turn might learn myself, and it will be better for the ecosystem in general. And it's really interesting being a part of CRMUG because I see that happening on three core fronts. There's a group of people at Microsoft that do this better than other employees at Microsoft, where they really pay it forward. They are servants at heart. They see the big picture of helping one another. I see this in the channel and the partner community of Dynamics CRM, where they're able to help and assist others and do the same thing. And even among us as customers of Dynamics CRM, I see a subset of people that kind of raise the tide for others and volunteer their time and efforts to make one another successful with the product. And so that's why I think a user group exists. I think it's part of human tendency to do the right thing, to pay it forward, to be proactive, to contribute to something that's bigger than just simply your job. And you know, all I can really do to people like that is tip my hat to them and compliment them. And you know, it's really encouraging to see that kind of sense of purpose from a collective group of people across the channel, Microsoft, and the customer community that is willing to do that. And I really respect that.
And as you said, even if it's a couple of thousand in the community, it's actually no bigger than a really small community. I mean, if you look at a town in the US or in Sweden, a couple of thousand inhabitants is not really that big.
Nope, it isn't. And I bet even in that small town in Sweden or whatever else, you'll have a subset of people that will naturally volunteer and raise the tide, if you will, of helping the community through different sort of local events or volunteering to help on a school board or participate in a street fair or anything that might, you know, might rally that community and kind of bring it up on another level. And it's really fantastic to work in an association like this where my interactions, you know, to be completely candid, I work with people who are way more servant oriented than even myself. I mean, I absolutely am just I don't even know the word right now, because I'm just amazed by some of the people that I get to interact with every day that find time and find a willingness to do things. And Marcus, you're kind of one of them right now. You're calling me US time, and you know, it's late in Sweden, and you're doing this above and beyond other daily activities and responsibilities you have to family and work. And this is all part of that type of behavior that makes user groups thrive. And so I really think that's successful. And people, do they gain from it? I mean, it's interesting because I think that's why a lot of people do it, because they realize that, and consider it good karma. If you are willing to help thy neighbor, you know, that help comes back to you tenfold. And I feel like people learn as much as they give when they're giving to others in this user group format.
But perhaps it's a little bit longer to my neighbor, and it's hard to see them, and I might be just afraid because I'm not used to doing that. And how do I get over that fear or see that gain, what I can get from that user group?
That's a great question. And what I always find interesting in CRMUG, the Microsoft Dynamics CRM User Group, is I do sense a lot of tentative behavior from some people who have the right intentions. Their heart's in the right place. They want to do things to share, but yet they feel reluctant to almost, as if they feel. And I've had this happen with end users in particular who, they go along, they go to conferences, they go to Convergence EMEA, they go to Convergence in the States, they attend different events and activities. And a lot of times I think they're somewhat intimidated by some of the other experts in the community. We could reference CRM MVPs as a great example. They hear some great insight, or they learn so much from some very knowledgeable experts in the community. And sometimes that draws reservation from them to say, well, gosh, I don't know if I dare share my experiences using custom workflow activities in Dynamics CRM because I've heard so and so present on it and they're so much more knowledgeable on it than I am. And I feel like that is somewhat of a tentative behavior that I see in the user groups. And my first thing to that is, any customer out there, anybody that's using this product day in and day out, has a story to tell, has something to share, has a learning experience that could benefit someone else next to you. And so that is, I wish I could tell everybody right now, just debunk that theory that you need to be afraid, because there is no reason to be afraid. If I go back and be Yoda on Star Wars, I would tell people, don't be afraid, because there is something everyone can share that will benefit one another, and in particular the end users, the customers, like ourselves. People are tentative to share because they're just not sure if they're covering all aspects of the software. And the user group will never, nobody ever holds, we never discredit anybody for sharing their experiences or what they use in the product. And even if someone has presented on a topic 100 times in their history, and this is the person's first time, there is likely something even the expert can pick up from hearing it presented a different way, or from someone else that's using the product. And the fact that they're afraid of sharing as well, sometimes we get that tentativeness of customers and partners that are saying, well, gosh, why do I want to share my knowledge with other people? I mean, it might give them a competitive advantage if they see great efficiency or a great way that we've customized an entity to do this with our relationship models and whatever the case may be. And so we do hear stories of, maybe some people being reluctant to want to do that. And I could almost tell you from anybody I've worked with here in the CRM User Group, and going on 4 years now, CRM partners, CRM customers alike, it always seems to be that the people that are willing to share and pay it forward get more in return than anything. And I don't think it is the dynamic CRM secrets that is going to ultimately give a huge competitive advantage to one particular organization in an industry or not. There's more to it than certainly that. I do feel like when those companies of like industries and people in like roles, when they can come together to connect, learn, and share with each other, they actually might find that they're going to help one another even be more efficient and more successful. I don't know. It's interesting when people pull up the afraid of sharing to my competitors concepts, and the people that to me that have seemed to be most successful within the user group and seem to be part of very successful organizations. And there's people on our board of advisors, Marcus, that are from Ford Motor Company, Wells Fargo, some very prominent large organizations, and even people as part of our board of advisors that are from smaller organizations, because we like to represent the small to the large enterprise organization as part of the user group community. Those people aren't afraid of sharing at all. So it's been really rewarding to see them do that. And I guess no one will ever know unless they try.
So who is it that are afraid of sharing, perhaps to your competitors then? Is it like users or partners or perhaps Microsoft themselves?
Well, I see it predominantly, never from Microsoft. I see it predominantly from a partner. a CRM partner, and even some CRM users. And I think their tentativeness to present on the user side is just more of a reluctance because they're insecure with what they think they know of the product. And I don't think end customers give themselves enough credit for what they do understand or the story that they can share with one another. And I would encourage all end users to take the leap forward, and you'll be glad that you did. We have a great testimonial out on our volunteer page that I think I shared a URL with you on volunteering for CRMUG. There's a great testimonial from a newly minted CRM MVP named Britta Scampton. She's from BGM, True North Wealth Capital Management. It's a small wealth capital management organization out of the Minneapolis, Minnesota area. And Britta was in that boat a couple years ago. She was tentative to share her knowledge on using workflows and dynamic CRM. And then until she took the plunge to do it, she found that she was able to learn more about workflow automation. She was driving more efficiencies in her organization. She was becoming confident with her ability to share and speak. She was increasing her professional resume and competencies in doing so. And, you know, recently she was awarded one of the few end users out there as customers, a Microsoft Most Valuable Professional Award, and rightfully so, because she did a ton of serving and volunteering and speaking. And she found that by taking that leap, she became more and more confident with her ability with the product, and ultimately that helped everybody in her organization. On the partner side, Marcus, I'm finding is, you know, there are some partners that it can be, you know, the channel, I understand, can be very competitive between people. You know, there's a challenge for resources out there in the dynamic CRM space. And I think some partners are afraid of the reluctancy to have some, you know, some of their application consultants or what have you train other partner staff. And so that I think some partners look at it differently. Some people look at it more from a competitive standpoint versus, you know, am I raising the tide for others in the CRM community? And some partners look at it from that vantage point. So I feel like it's more of a competition thing between the channel than it is than anything. But again, most of the partners we have as part of the user group, and we have out of 5,200 organizations globally that are part of Dynamics CRMUG, the CRM user group, 82% were end users, were customers, and 18% of those were partners. And so we do have quite a few partner members from the channel that participate and are active and do the right things on behalf of the user group and for the customer community. And we applaud those people. We need partners. I think the channel is very important to CRMUG because they do hold a lot of experiences and validation of how to use the product better. And that helps all of us as end users. But we still have a very large organization that, you know, is still over 80% dominated by end users and customers, and that's the premise of our user group and how we'll go forward.
So you said something about the link to volunteer. What was the URL for that?
That should just be crmug.com and /engage.
All right.
/engineer.
Oh, sorry. Volunteer. All right, yep. Great. Volunteer. So if I'm a little bit off place, perhaps I'm not situated in the US, but in Europe instead, and I have a little bit further to my user group, can I still use a virtual user group?
Yes, great question, Marcus. The CRM user group, you know, and really what we are is a platform that, you know, we're an organization as an association that's trying to create experiences for people to simply connect, learn, and share with one another. And the variety of ways in which you can do that are really limited. You know, you can do that virtually. You can do that through the phone, or you can do that through local efforts in person, face-to-face, or certainly at marquee events. And the CRM user group historically always supported Microsoft Convergence for many, many years, where we would help support some content and items at the Microsoft Convergence EMEA and Convergence conferences in North America. But the way kind of facilitate the mediums of how people connect, whether it's physical or virtual. And we do that through a variety of things. One, we produce roughly 150 virtual topics in a given year, a wide array of items that scan across role-based topics, whether you're a functional user, an administrative IT professional, maybe you're a configurer of Dynamics CRM, or you extend the application in true development capacity. We focus topics on role-based items. We focus topics on industry-based items, using CRM in the manufacturing sector, CRM for distribution, for instance, or whatever it may be. And then we also focus on a variety of specialty topics. You know, there's things specific to CRM that a lot of people have interest in, like, you know, BI and reporting, you know, things that go into things out of the box in CRM to SSRS to Power BI and some of these new capabilities that we're always introduced to all the time. And then there's things like data integrity. Or there's, you know, social engagement now with CRM and just a variety of new things that Microsoft continually evolves that we focus in on specialty topics. We call them special interest groups throughout of our virtual learning. And so there's virtual things we do ongoing where we average 10 to 15 events per month as part of CRMUG. And then we complement that with in-person events that we call chapters, and chapters are global now throughout the user group. We've had, of course, plenty of chapters established throughout North America, throughout Canada and the U.S., and in the last 3 or 4 years, we have seen a resurgence and we've seen a growth of chapters in particular throughout Europe, where we've had CRMUG United Kingdom established, Denmark has been established. We do have Belux with Belgium and Luxembourg. We do have Australia established in Austria, although there are some of these user groups that have kind of gone dormant, and we can talk about that in a moment and how and what makes these local user groups successful. But we do recognize that the chapter concept is very important because the power of the user group really resides in its members, and it resides in participation and activity of people within. It is very much a ground-up approach to making these things successful, because without participation from people locally, these things just won't thrive. And so we organize chapters on a global scale, and we're sitting right now around 75 active chapters across the globe. We have there's others that we're trying to start as well, like within India, in we have Italy established, in Ireland and other places. And what will make them thrive is having a good local leadership teams. We literally need a chapter leader or a committee of people that are willing to serve to help us kind of organize the get-togethers, the sit-down discussions from the ground up, to identify an agenda and topics of discussion to rally around. And then it, of course, you know, we rely on Microsoft and other partners and others to rally around these localized user groups because, again, back to the premise of community-oriented discussion, those things are really powerful when you can get face-to-face with people and share in your learning on how you're using Dynamics CRM. And so that is something that we continue to try to build out. It's currently led by a person, a part of our organization, Marcus, named Annika Allen. She helps us with CRMUG chapters. And the volunteer page that I shared with you will kind of show people how they can engage and serve as part of our chapter community, or can present during a chapter meeting and so forth. But the chapters are a very popular thing we do throughout CRMUG because we try to facilitate and organize local quarterly meetings. In some countries like the United Kingdom, they've decided locally as a good committee there, they wanted to have biannual meetings. They wanted one meeting in the spring, one meeting later in the fall, and they meet twice a year. Most chapters tend to meet quarterly, and they'll meet for 3 to 4 hours in a given location, whether it's at a customer location or whether it's at a Microsoft facility or office. And, you know, we are averaging right now around 20 attendees per meeting across all 75 global CRMUG chapters. And it's, you know, some chapters have 80 people show up, and we have some chapters that only have, you know, 5 or 6 show up. And, you know, we're always cautious of the ones that have fewer people show up because you need staying power. You need for things to thrive in a community like this, you do need participation from, you know, local CRM users. You need the channel committed to it and serving in the right capacity. You need Microsoft support. And, you know, to make a meeting successful, it's all about getting people there and getting people to share with one another. You know, it's kind of like if my father, back in the agricultural example I gave earlier, if he went to the grain elevator to talk farming with other farmers, but there's only one farmer there, you know, the likelihood of him learning much from the other farmer is limited. But if we had a room full of 12 farmers, the knowledge sharing, the collaboration, the friendships, the camaraderie that's even formed in an environment like that is so much more powerful than it could be. So it really just comes with getting more people there to participate and share.
Yeah, there's always someone that's, oh yeah, been there, done that, try this instead.
That's right.
So there are a lot of them worldwide, but still perhaps I am in a physical place where there isn't one. Do you suggest me starting one, or is there something online?
Well, there's two things we do to facilitate our chapters globally. It's localized meetings that we can, of course, help set up and organize on behalf of users across the globe. But we also have an infrastructure piece to CRMUG that we call Collaborate. And what this is, it's a community-oriented form and discussion community where only members that are invited to that community or people that join that community have a environment to connect, learn, and share with each other, whether they're sharing documents, whether they're sharing discussion forms, and it can be localized to the languages and so forth. And for instance, with our Denmark chapter, for instance, you know, they are speaking in Danish in this community. So the software we use as part of our authentication model with CRMUG has a third-party association tool that allows people to form communities and connect that way, to speak and share that way through discussion forums, share files, different things. So within CRMUG, we offer both virtual and the localized community. You know, to start one locally, though, you know, if you wanted to meet with people in a local environment, you know, my big rule of thumb is it really just comes down to having enough critical mass to make it successful. It's great to belong to. I would encourage people to search on the chapters we have on our website now to see what's local to them out of the 75 active chapters we have. However, if they're interested in starting one, they're going to want to fill out the volunteer profile, and they might want to send an email directly to me or to Anika, O-N-I-K-A, at crmug.com, or Tony, T-O-N-Y, at crmug.com, and we can see, and we'll see what we can do to help them begin one. Part of the challenge is, you know, for instance, you need to make sure you have enough critical mass there that you can rally enough people there to make it a good community discussion and good learning and good sharing. If you're in a situation where three or four people show up in a given quarter, I think you'll find that those things will kind of lose their luster in time. And so we want to make them vibrant. You want to have enough support, and you need enough critical mass of customers, partners, and otherwise there to really rally around making a CRM localized chapter successful and worthy of everyone's time and commitment involved.
So if I'm just me, I'm a consultant, I have a couple of customers, and they don't have a user group right now, what would you say is the critical mass for me to find to be able to start one?
Well, it's... if you have a Microsoft representation nearby, or if you have any sort of insight to the install base for Dynamics CRM in a relative geographic area where it wouldn't be more than a few-hour drive or less for someone to locally attend a meeting. And if you knew you could get, on average, you know, 15 to 20 people attending a meeting, you know, day in and day out, that's a great option to look at a localized chapter. It's hard to say how many actual customers does that require. In different markets here throughout North America, you know, some markets have certainly more customers than others, but yet they don't generate as many people at their event for whatever reasons. You know, a great example of that is in New York City. We'll still have successful chapter meetings there, but yet in Fox Valley, Wisconsin, which is a significantly smaller market for that chapter, they just have very good kind of localized leadership, involvement with Microsoft, involvement with the local partners to drive customers there to make these a very prominent and active event. And so in smaller markets, we can have certainly more people show up at an event week, you know, every quarter than we can in some of the largest cities of the world. And all of that kind of stems from having proactive and engaged kind of committee leadership teams on our chapter team, having Microsoft support that, and making sure there's enough customers that are aware of what's going on with these events and getting people there.
So if I feel that I can rally about 15 people or more, then I have a good chance of actually getting them to a second event. So that
That's
it's.
right. Yep, that's right. I think 15 is a good number. And you know, your first meeting may only have 10 or whatever it may be, but if you feel like you can find enough customers and you can generate enough interest in your local market, to get 15 or more people at a meeting every quarter or maybe 3 times a year, depending on how often you want to hold a get together. That is certainly something that I would pursue if someone's interested in that. You know, we're here to support that. We want to take a lot of the operational and the burden of establishing things and scheduling things off your plate. That is where the resources of our association come in to support chapters, because we are a for user by user association of CRM customers. We take some of that operational burden, and we have the infrastructure, the authentication model with our environment, with people belonging to CRMUG. So it's easier for us to communicate and to, you know, share agendas and so forth with registered attendees and all those sorts of things. That's where some of the operational burden falls back onto us and CRMUG. But we certainly need someone local to help run it, to make it a ground up approach, that they can organize an agenda, that they can work with local speakers, that they can make it very fruitful for everybody involved.
So, do you have a story about perhaps a new user group that have failed for some reason and why, so we can learn from that story?
We do. We certainly do. We've had some is interesting, like in some markets where things have been really successful and people seem to be engaged, and then for whatever reason there's not enough local commitment from a local leadership team, or there isn't someone from the customer community willing to raise their hand and say, "Hey, I'd like to help organize some conversations, and I'll be the liaison to CRMUG in this serving capacity." A good example of that, I think, happened. It's happened in a few cities throughout the U.S. where we've had things in Oklahoma or Arizona, where we had a solid kind of committee, a chapter committee that had a handful of people contributing to that, kind of divide and conquering, working with local partners or working with other users to find content, organizing an agenda. But then when that committee falls apart and there isn't anyone to really carry the baton and run with that localized event and run with the chapter, we end up having kind of a lack of leadership, and it's hard for someone to kind of organize content and do all of that when we're not situated there, because we're a small organization. And so we certainly need localized committees and leadership to help us drive this. And yet we fully respect the hard challenge with this, Marcus, of course, is that everything you do as part of an association is considered really extracurricular to most organizations and people. Whether I belong on a school board or whatever it is, it's all volunteer effort. It's different things you're doing to serve others. And you know, user groups like ours are no different. And so on some, you know, on one side of the coin, I absolutely respect everybody that participates and volunteers for CRMUG, because it is the lifeblood of what makes this organization and association work. In the same light, you know, we need to respect them, because they have day jobs, they have other commitments to things that they have to do. But we absolutely, you know, need that we need the localized effort for someone to step up and be a leader in some capacity to make those chapters successful.
If I'm starting up or trying to get a new user group running, how much time does it take to get to the first meeting, and both lead time and perhaps how much time I'm have to put in?
I think a lot of leaders will tell you at the chapter level, it's different for all of them, because some people have other people as part of their planning committee that help identify speakers or identify topics. And a good example, I mean, we'll have a chapter meeting, Marcus, where a typical agenda will involve a customer sharing a showcase of how they're using Dynamics CRM in whatever capacity. We'll also have an educational session, which may be done by a third-party partner or maybe another expert. You know, let's just say someone new, you know, recently wanted to share the new updates with business rules in CRM 2015. That could be a great educational topic for someone to dive into at a local meeting. And then we try to reserve a good hour, whether it's over coffee, brunch, or dinner of some sort, where people can sit down together in like roles, industries, or situations where they can have a good roundtable dialogue and discussion. And so there's really three elements to our localized chapter meetings that kind of take the gamut of a 3 to 4 hour training time, and it's those three kind of sessions. So, you know, for someone to commit to helping lead that, it's whether or not you have a good planning committee where you have another person that helps out, or if one person's kind of leading that, it could take more time investment, because what you're really trying to find and identify is, you know, what topics do we need to, you know, who wants to share something from a member showcase as someone that's using CRM? Does anybody have an educational topic they want to bring to the table? And it's really just a matter of putting that you know, morning agenda together, and then making sure you're getting the word out, you're communicating to others. And so there's kind of a communication element to this as well. And a lot of chapters have someone that works solely on being kind of the social and marketing guru of getting awareness out to Microsoft, to partners, and to others around this local chapter being successful. So I've seen people put in a lot of time on it. I've also seen some people make it successful by working with a team and delegating and putting in a few hours a quarter on it, and it works just fine, and they're able to make that work successfully. And of course, our team, we have a chapter team. I mentioned Annika's name earlier. Our chapter team for CRMUG will support the back-end operational things of setting up the event, ordering catering, doing some of those things that are very cumbersome and challenging, and we don't want that burden to be put on into any end user or customer that's trying to do this. We really want their time and energy to be focused on driving a good agenda, thinking about what you want to share and discuss, because that is the priority of these local chapters.
It doesn't have to take a lot of my time to actually get this going. Perhaps it's a little bit more about connections than how many do I know? Can I get the diversity to get the experience and the speaker's diversity to get people interested then?
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. I mean, I fully agree with that, because each time you have a meeting, you're going to want different types of content that will suit different types of users. You can't simply just put together developer topics all the time, because then you'll find administrators and other end users won't ever want to show up. And so, you know, one quarter it may be, find someone that can share best practices on how to use Advanced Find and literally demoing that and showing someone how to functionally use Advanced Find, for instance. And then, of course, the next meeting can be around custom workflow activities, and it gets a little more technical in nature. So there's agendas that I think, you know, will appeal to certain people throughout the markets that you're in. And so you want to keep it. And I like the way you referenced it, because you will want to find multiple people throughout your community that might be able to contribute in a variety of ways, whether it's having a handful of developers to talk to, a bunch of CRM administrators that might know administrative topics to share on, or people from a marketing or functional sales or service side of using the product that might demo or show something. So it is very good to keep a very dynamic book of resources and people you can tap on the shoulder to say, hey, we need help this month. Here's what we're thinking for an agenda. Would you be interested in presenting? And so the chapter leadership, the chapter program there, you know, it may require less or more time depending on how involved someone is in trying to drive the agenda and seek those resources. But if you're a well-connected person already to local talent in your communities throughout, you know, the channel, throughout Microsoft, or even other end users, you might find that you can do this very quickly. We do find, however, I mean, for instance, with people that present for the Sierra Music Group, if they're presenting content, or if they're sharing on a virtual webinar or some of the things we do, we typically say it will take about 3 to 4 hours of preparing for that event. You know, some people can present on a subject within a matter of 30 minutes, you know, because they've had the content already created, they've used it before, whatever it may be. Some people, of course, put a lot of thought on their PowerPoint and can spend 4, 5, 6 hours preparing a great PowerPoint presentation and preparing a demo environment to really showcase something. And so we typically say on average to present a 1 hour session of something for the user group, you can anticipate 3 to 4 hours minimum of your time kind of committed to helping execute that event. So it's still very much a time commitment for a lot of people. But at the same time, we're finding that when people take the time to dive into a topic, it somewhat forces them to learn more on those topics on using Dynamics CRM. It makes them a better steward of their CRM use. And then they'll, you know, they'll be able to learn something new, and they'll probably have to answer some questions, and those questions lead to them thinking about other ways of looking at how to use CRM in a certain capacity, and then they find that they're learning as well, even on the same call. And so I do think people find that the commitment of time that it takes to pay it forward is rewarding in its own right, and you know, people will get what they put into it, and it seems like the more we have people that are putting in effort, I keep hearing from them that they're receiving as much as that in return, if not more.
Yeah, that sounds great, actually, that you don't have to put in as much of work just one, but you can spread it around also.
Exactly.
So do you feel that we have missed anything here?
You know, if I had closing comments, Marcus, I would share that, you know, the mission of CRMUG is to help one another maximize the value people get out of using Dynamics CRM and also increase user adoption. And so that is the mission statement of CRMUG and what we're here to do to help one another as customers use the product better. And we're very much dependent on those volunteers and servants and others that are willing to raise their hand and help with a chapter, lead with a virtual event, teach an academy offering, you know, attend an event like CRMUG Summit, or attend a major conference like Convergence and participate and advocate for user adoption. All of those things across Microsoft, the channel, and of course the end user community kind of strengthen the premise of that mission, and that is to make us all more competent and more successful with why we've purchased and used Dynamics CRM. And so that's certainly our mission, and that's our call to action on what we do day in and day out.
Yeah, and to me that sounds like not just splitting the cookie, but making the parts of the cookie all grow together so that the community grows and everyone have more to gain.
That's right. And a key thing about CRMUG too, and I didn't set the stage on this earlier, but CRM User Group welcomes all organizations that are using Dynamics CRM. We, as an association, we do have a free membership, you know, or a free, we call it subscribing to CRMUG. We do have association to the user group that allows anybody to join, even for no money. We do have a benefits package for people that can pay an association due that provides more benefits for people, where we have discounts on things that we're providing, attendance to our major event called Summit, or discounts to our academy offerings, more access to more of our virtual content and things. So there are certainly benefits for people that can pay an association due to have formal membership with CRMUG. but we absolutely welcome the masses of people to participate and participate in the local chapter meetings and participate in everything we're doing. And so anyone and everyone that is using Dynamics CRM can belong to CRM UG.
And if you're unsure if the money is worth it, I think you have like a trial that you can try the full thing. And if you're not happy with it, you can just go back to your free subscription.
Exactly. Our authentication is just that. You know, you can sign up, and our association to the user group is organizationally. It's not a client access license or a, you know, per user, per license type of model. It is, as an organization, you can join the user group and you can trial it with full membership benefits. And if that trial expires, and you can certainly belong as a subscriber and still get a ton of value from our discussion forums and sharing with others and attending some of our virtual events and activities. And you can certainly take part in a lot of CRM UG activity at $0 and zero cost. It's just, we leave it up to the people then and what you want to get out of it, and, you know, where you're finding that value. And so, yep, absolutely. And there is a trial.
Yeah, and it's always good to have that trial to make the risks less, so that you can try it out, see how it is. It's nothing, it's not a big thing.
Yeah, you know, and truthfully, for customers that are looking at something like this, if you're going to be a, you know, if someone decides to be kind of a passive learner or isn't overly engaged, you know, they're likely not going to get as much in return as well. You know, they're not going to, you know, participate in as many things as we do, even though we do a ton of different virtual sessions and localized chapter meetings and other things. If they don't participate, they likely won't realize the value, or maybe they have reasons for that. They just don't have time or whatever it may be. But if you are an individual that belongs to an organization where, you know, you're hungry, eager to learn more about Dynamics CRM, you want to realize more capabilities with the product, you want to, you know, configure your environment to be more successful with the product and make your organization more successful. We have a lot of ambitious people that I see as part of CRM UG that kind of represent more of a proactive type of employee that really wants to get more familiar and intimate with Dynamics CRM. Those are the people that I see certainly belonging and participating and actively doing more with the user group. And, you know, I compliment and send my congratulations to them, because that's a really good trait to see for people. So, you know, you get what you put into it. And I think those people that participate and are active certainly find a lot of success and value in belonging to a user group association like ours.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, perhaps there's a champion out there that don't have the power over the budget to make decisions about, oh, we're going to invest in CRM UG, no matter how low the cost is, because they don't have the authority. And if they have a trial, they can get that and invite people and bring that, and the champion can sort of rally the troops inside the organizations for everyone.
That's correct. That's a good way of putting it. And we've seen, you know, we're challenged with that in the CRM space, because typically the CRM administrator or project manager and so forth in a mid-sized or large organization is not the controller or anybody in finance that has access to the corporate credit card. And so my sister user groups, CR, you know, GPUG and NAVUG with NAV and certainly AXUG with Dynamics AX, the three other sister user groups that are part of our association, you know, their path to all that is usually a little quicker, simply because when they're talking to the controller and the CFO and others, they can make those buying decisions right then and there, and certainly, you know, join up right on the fly. You can sign up and join right on our website. It's really straightforward and simple, and they can do that. But of course, in the CRM space, everybody needs approval to do those sorts of things. So there's always that little decision making challenges right there.
Yeah, if the champion is in customer service, perhaps, as you said, Yep. They don't have that authority. Then that was.
Yep, that happens.
All right. Thank you, Tony, for your participation in CRM Rocks.
Oh, well, thank you for having us, Marcus. And I do know that somewhere along the lines here, we have CRM UG Sweden. We have a chapter in Sweden. Have you participated in that local meeting?
No, I haven't, actually. I haven't. I was hoping that wouldn't get up here, but that is true. I have not participated in that. I have to say, that is perhaps 500 to 600 kilometers from here. So I would say that's in Stockholm, and I'm in the south of Sweden. That's perhaps a 6-hour drive or 1 hour flight.
Yeah, it can get tough. And if, you know, and one thing we do see, for instance, like in Canada, you know, across the provinces in Canada, they'll have a chapter meeting for CRM UG Canada, and they'll actually host the meeting live, let's say in Toronto, but they will have virtual offices kind of dial in through Skype and have these discussions with the other provinces, so that a meeting of, you know, 10 people in Toronto will turn into a meeting of, you know, 30, 40 people across the other provinces. And so there are concepts like that where maybe in Sweden, if it's in Stockholm and where you're located, maybe you can, you know, set up a satellite Sweden chapter if you need to, and you can always kind of call into the Stockholm chapter, and you could participate locally with them if need be, if there's a way to make that work. But yeah, so there's ways around some of these things with geographies and different markets involved. But if you can make it to that next Swedish meeting, I'm sure people will welcome you there, and we should get a call out to CRM Rocks as part of that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that, and I will definitely try to make it to the next one, or call in, as you said. Yeah, and thanks to you who are listening, and don't forget that you can just search for CRM Rocks in your favorite podcasting app, and you will can subscribe there and everything, and everything that we said here, like links and email addresses, we will have that in the show notes. So just go there and find. Thank you.